Good morning. It's 62 degrees as you start your morning off or driving in or doing whatever you're doing, listening on your smart speaker. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy here. Hello. Hello, Thursday. Scott Spisano and Sandy Waters. Live studio audience day today.
Yay!
Yeah.
Mary's coming in. Mary from the Rochester Women's Golf Network.
Awesome.
It's coming in.
Sounds good. So, when you say that, it makes me think like it's a local TV golf thing, right?
Like, ooh, we're going to be on the Golf Channel.
The Golf Network.
Hello.
I've always, like, played golf.
Wait. Say that again. I learned the hard way. When you say when I did play golf, that means you had a history of like playing and competing and actively playing.
This is the seventh word I've said this morning. Give me a little break. Let me rephrase it.
Because I made that mistake, Scott, and they thought that I was a collegiate player, like was competing.
When I have played golf, I enjoyed it. And it's probably been 10 times in my life.
Oh, really?
But if you know me, right? I'm like an attack dog. When I get interested in something, it's all over, right?
Yeah.
I've honestly, consciously avoided because I know it would probably destroy my marriage.
Because it's so long. Can we shorten
the game? It's a commitment.
No,
it's a commitment. It is. It's like when I was hang gliding, it was a commitment. It was you know, a whole afternoon. You know, you can't just go for an hour.
Oh, okay. So you know? Hang gliding is like golf.
Yeah, yeah. A little more fun, I would imagine.
I do enjoy golf. It's one of those sports that you can be whatever age and you can play it. You know what I mean? You don't age out of golf. I think you age out of hang gliding. Some people I know, you're going to tell me there's a 100-year-old dude.
Yeah, one of the guys in the hang gliding club was
But for the most part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the most part.
Yeah.
There's an age.
Yeah,
gap,
there's
right?
a little bit more of a, yeah, it's less.
Golf is like.
Low impact.
So peaceful and pretty.
I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know what how it happened, but there's a new summer game that came out. It's on my social media that they're hawking.
What is it?
It's
what do you mean?
It's golf, but it's like a bucket.
Oh, disc golf?
No. It's actually a club and a ball, and it's plastic. And it's like a wiffle ball, almost.
Okay, and you get it into the
and
can?
And you remember those tunnels, the fabric tunnels that are like the kids would have?
Ah, yeah.
The collapse?
Sure.
It's like one of those collapsible buckets.
Okay, it's a can jam?
It's,
with a golf club?
Yeah, with like a, you know, what do you call those things? It's like a piece of spiral metal inside the...
It's the can jam thing.
Can jam was plastic.
Yeah, but it's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and you can, you know, and then you set up your, it's a par three. You have three shots to get in. You set up your hole and you just do it around the yard or wherever, at the beach.
That's cool.
At the park. You set up your own little golf course. And if you hit the bucket, right?
Yeah.
You get a score. If you get it in, like a hole in one.
Oh, that's the hole in one.
Then that takes away the other person's score. That looks pretty cool. I'm like, that looks like no, don't. Just more stuff to gather dust somewhere. I had can jam. We played it twice.
Oh.
And I kept moving it around and brought it to the camper, played it there once.
Well, you have to have parties. You have to be that house that hosts a lot of parties.
Right.
And then you get good use of your bag-o, your can jam, your horseshoes, whatever.
What's the thing on the strings that you throw it over the... Those things. Yeah.
That thing.
I got a bocce set.
Yeah, you buy all the... Oh, I do too. You buy... but that comes out every family party. The bocce.
Well, yeah.
When the weather ever gets nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you buy all that stuff for the grad party, and then after...
It just sits around. I actually got rid of can jam. Lost the Frisbee, and I just had those big plastic sheets that you turn into a circle. they were just laying around. I finally was like, gotta go. Get out of here.
Oh, you could use that for something.
Recycle.
I'm sure. Right? You never know when you need a thin sheet of plastic.
You're like an old guy.
I am.
You're like, well, I had a piece of wood I've had for 25 years. So I finally got a chance to use it.
You got that from your dad.
Anytime my dad comes over to fix something at my house, he's like, yeah, see, this is why I like working at my own house. I got these things. I got a tool for everything, and I got the spare part for everything. Because he's like that. He keeps everything. Anyhow.
Sandy's got ghosts.
I don't. Good morning.
It's 98.9 to Buzz. It's Fizzy on Sandy.
I'm telling you.
You are telling me.
I'm ready to give up.
I'm going
to
tell you what they're getting for weather today. Boy, I complained about yesterday pretty quickly. I did. It was too much. I'm sorry. You got to work our way into this all of a sudden 90 and humid. Hazy sun today. Increasing clouds. Humid skies again. Not as humid as yesterday. Risk of shower maybe this morning, but later on this afternoon south of Rochester, might see thunderstorm. And only 74 degrees. None of this 90 stuff.
So, you know how I was saying, what was it? Was it just a few weeks ago? I was like, I don't know what is happening, but a series of events, just like little nuisances of life. The house is slowly falling apart, okay? Like, all these things are happening at once, and I feel so overwhelmed. Like, I'm in over my head of what... I'm living in such disarray, I can't focus, and I can't even walk into a room that's disheveled mm-hmm. without my entire mood and mind changing, being altered.
Well, you're psycho.
I know. I recognize. Like, I just can't focus when I'm in clutter. Well, my house is one big clutter because everything is breaking. Remember I told you the garage door opener broke
okay,
and then
fix that.
The dishwasher leaked. It ruined the floor. So not only the dishwasher was the issue, the floors were an issue.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then everything is happening at once. And I thought I had, life is getting back together.
Yeah. Plus you're adding walls to your covered pavilion.
I'm a little bit in a little hiccup with the electrical, running the electric. That is even a slower process than it should.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah, it always takes twice as long.
And you know how I was telling you, I looked it up on ChatGPT and it's like, God's trying to tell you a message. It's called divine intervention. It's trying to teach you something.
What's the lesson here?
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm good. I think I'm good. Yesterday,
I get a text.
Well, yesterday, the microwave. Yes, I texted you immediately. You were the first person I texted. So I was fixing the microwave because the fuse blew. I don't know. Something happens. If you open the door before it's done, it'll pop the fuse.
That's weird.
Okay, whatever. So it's just the thing that we've been living with. So my younger daughter accidentally popped the fuse. I know exactly how to fix it now because I've fixed it so many times. So
it's a circuit breaker, right?
No, you have to actually change out the microwave fuse, whatever.
Jeez.
So I'm doing that, and I hear this weird noise, and I'm like, what the? I'm on the chair in the kitchen. Microwave door is open, fixing the fuse. And I'm like, what is that noise? I don't know. Okay, well, my daughter is taking a shower, so maybe it's just the water I could hear.
Running through the pipes.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, close the microwave door, and all of a sudden, I look over to my left. It was like Niagara Falls was in my kitchen. From the recess light, water is just pouring down.
No.
Inches away from the hardwood floor that was just buckled from the dishwasher. I'm
Jeez.
Like, no.
Please, what is that?
Leah, stop the shower.
So she was in the shower. So the tub is leaking.
And then, yes, the tub is leaking. I'm like, what the hell? Rando. Why? And it formed this massive stain, and I caught it early, and I've dealt with leaks before, so I know how to take care of it, and it still created this massive stain on the ceiling.
Don't you hate that?
And I text Scotty a picture.
Yeah. I look up, I'm like, oh, look at that. How did you put it? Wait, it says...
The books. I have these books. My daughter loves vintage shopping. She goes to estate sales. She brings all this old stuff home, which is very cool. Some of the stuff is like from the 1930s. I have these books on the bookshelf that are like from 1900s.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Just old antique, cool-looking library booky things, right?
Ever since she brought those into my house, these weird series of events have been happening.
You
and
have.
I text Scotty, and I'm like, it's the freaking books! And
the books are haunted and they're wreaking havoc in your house.
The stain is in the shape of a heart.
A heart. I put that, I'm like, that's crazy.
Everybody notices that. I'm like, I don't love this. So I think it's freaking, I think my house is haunted. Legitimately, it must be those books. And my daughter refuses to let me throw those books out. I love them. They're for my house. Well, move out
well,
now.
Get a house.
Because it's destroying my house.
So now what do you do? Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Exactly.
Actually, I did reach out to Dwayne, our friend Dwayne Claude.
Dwayne Claude, yeah.
Who we used to work with him all the time with the Western New York Paranormal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Dwayne.
Help.
Can you come to the house?
I can't wait. That'll be awesome.
I don't know if he's going to do it. He said he doesn't do it as much anymore.
Okay.
But he's going to see his schedule if his wife, because his wife does it with him.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh my God, Dwayne, please just tell me.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should sage your house.
I don't know what the hell is happening. And I know things could get worse, mm-hmm. right? Our health is okay.
Yeah.
These are just little nuisances that are depleting my bank account, but that's okay.
Anyway, I got calls, 818-2899. Hello? Oh, wait. Oh, there it is. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
My friend hit a house, and in her kid's room, there was a handprint that would happen in the bedroom every night.
A handprint?
Okay. What? No way. Liar. Liar, liar.
I will give you her phone number, and she will tell you this.
I believe it. What? Now, where
I
did this
handprint? I believe it. Yeah, give me her phone number.
Where did this handprint appear? On the bed, or what?
No, it was like on the ceiling, and she said to the rooms, like, look, it, we bought the house shortly after you died. Your wife is now here. After that, handprint was gone. The handprint would disappear. It was like someone, like, touched, like a wet handprint, she said.
And stop it!
On the ceiling. That's creepy.
What?
Yeah.
In the kids' room, too. Yeah.
Wait, so what did she say? Your wife? Wait, what did she say?
She said, we bought the house shortly after you died. Your wife moved to here. She gave us permission to be here.
Oh, your wife gave us permission
to be here. So that family talked to the ghost.
Mm. Yeah.
And then the handprint never came back.
I talk every day to the ghost. I'm like, honey, please. You can stay as long as you want. Just stop effing up the house.
Offer it a candy bar as a sacrifice.
There you go. Bye, Phil. Thank you.
I'll offer up you as a sacrifice.
Yeah, we're going to offer up you.
My wife would thank you for that.
Yeah,
I know.
Right, exactly.
I know.
All right, goodbye.
She just texted me.
Goodbye.
Dwayne, if you're listening, I hope you can do it.
I love it.
The freaking handprint. No.
That's creepy.
No way.
I mean, to have things like fall off a shelf, this is creepy, but to see a physical handprint, die, be out of there.
Well, I have a heart. What does a heart mean?
It is a heart. It's
someone's in love with me.
Yeah.
They're trying to show their love through signs of water, making things leak and warp. And
it's crazy.
I don't know. Okay, so anyhow, to be continued on that story.
Absolutely.
Hopefully I'll show up tomorrow and I'm not dead today. Okay, killed by a ghost.
15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's a good old worker.
Okay, so.
And a good old pal.
98.9 The Buzz.
15 miles on the Erie Canal.
Now, jealousy is not a good thing. And kids, if you're listening right now, it's not good to be jealous. It's not good to be envious. Mm-hmm. You should be happy for other people's success in whateverness.
Sure.
But
I knew that was coming.
Anyone else slightly jealous of Fairport? Fairport is like Fairport. It's like the Marsha of the Brady Bunch.
Marsha Brady. It's a Fairport.
Fairport is the hottest place to live right now.
It is.
Fairport is the place where everybody goes for the nightlife.
It's becoming so.
Fairport has the best festival with the Fairport Canal Days.
And that's this weekend. 43 years or something like that?
I am becoming jealous of Fairport. If I were to pick a town
to be jealous of. Yeah.
Back in maybe, there was a time where Pittsford was like the it girl.
Yeah, right.
Where
yeah.
everybody, now Pittsford is like the older sister, the older classy sister. A little removed, has a family, nobody really hears anymore.
Right, right. Victor at one point is still, you know, still steamy hot.
I don't know if Victor ever got its Marsha.
Ah, yeah.
Marsha-ness.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think it's achieved that yet.
It wasn't. It's not Victor. No.
It was right. Pittsford. Definitely Pittsford was there. Park Ave. In the 90s.
Absolutely.
Park Ave was the Marsha Brady.
Park Ave Fest, the whole package, yeah. You see a trend here?
Now it's Fairport.
You see a trend?
What's the trend?
Eastside.
Okay. Why is that? What town is it for you? Hey, I haven't seen Webster on the list of.
That's fine.
The Marsha.
I'm good
Marsha
with that.
Brady.
Yep, I'm good with that. Keep it quiet.
So if you live in Fairport.
Yeah, congratulations. And I don't know. What's the weather supposed to be okay this week, huh?
It keeps changing. It's not supposed to. It was supposed to rain. Now it's not supposed to rain. It's supposed to be in the 70s. It's not that bad.
Okay, good.
But is there a neighborhood that you're jealous of? A town that you're jealous of?
No.
You know what's so fascinating?
I'm trying to drum up the fake feeling about a town that I don't really care about.
It's not really jealous in a bad way. I think when I say the word, because I've asked you this on the air before, with several situations.
Yeah.
The minute I say the word jealous, you clam up, you can't compute.
I can't.
You just, like, your brain goes haywire.
I don't have it. I don't envy, maybe. I don't envy.
But isn't there anything you look fondly upon? Maybe jealous isn't the right word mind because you think of it as a negative.
I look fondly upon Fairport when I drive through. It's beautiful. It reminds me of, because it's old, you know, there's old houses and it's quaint and that kind of thing.
What town, though, would you say if it was easy to move and
I got it. Geneseo.
Oh.
I go back down to Geneseo.
That's because it's your hometown.
And it's also beautiful. And, you know, you're from there, you don't realize how awesome it is. And then you come, when you're going through it again, you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people say that with Greece. They, like, move out of Greece. Then they come back.
And they miss it?
I didn't realize. I didn't realize what a great thing
I realize it, that straight roads and sidewalks and no hills are awesome.
We have hills. What do you call Frisbee Hill?
Okay, you have a hill.
Anyhow, good for you, Fairport.
That's right.
Enjoy your Marsha Brady moment.
It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spaziano and Sandy.
Okay, that's all I can think about is this is a little bit of a dramatic, traumatic way to explain the duck to the kids. Don't you think it was a little traumatic?
Yeah.
You can't tell the kids the duck starved.
Okay, that was the takeaway. So let's rewind. So this tradition of wildlife taking up a nest in the school courtyard
in West Aranda Quay,
at West Aranda South Lawn Elementary School for at least a decade, this duck has set up a nest there, and there's been baby ducklings that hatch, and the kids look out the window and they see the ducks, and
they actually go out in the courtyard of the school and read stories to the mama duck.
Yeah.
And the baby duck. The teachers have done such a beautiful job incorporating what is happening and filtering it into the education. Like, let's watch what happens. Then the eggs hatch.
Well, like the chicken hatch thing you do in the second grade or whatever.
Yeah. And the kids love it. They go home. They're so excited to tell their parents about what happened with Mama Duck and her baby ducks. And then all of a sudden, I mean, the teachers have gotten to a point where they'll put like a little pool of water out for the Mama Duck and the babies.
Yes.
And they buy food and they have the kids feed the ducks. And it's just beautiful.
On their own dime.
And apparently, allegedly, according to the story, somebody in the higher ups of the school said, listen, we ain't doing that anymore.
Yeah, they put a kibosh to that.
To the employee who feeds the ducks, you can't do that anymore.
Right.
Okay.
So then this little boy comes home and tells his grandma that he's sad. And, Grandma, I'm really sad. And I said, Connor, what are you sad about? And he said, well, Grandma, the duckling starved.
Starved!
Oh, dear.
So the ducks died.
Yeah.
And these poor little moochies, we're talking elementary school.
Yeah.
Have now been told that the ducks have starved. And so they're writing little notes saying, I am so sorry that you died. Your babies have died because they starved. And they're taping them to the school windows.
Yeah, they write notes to them and put them on the windows so the ducks can. Oh, it's just heartbreaking.
I think that's a little dramatic for kids.
Yeah. I think there could have been a better way. I don't know. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, this is a little big story or a big little story.
Oh, no, I think it's a big, big story because it's traumatizing to the children. And who was it higher up who, like, this is a typical classic case of the boss makes a knee-jerk reaction because they're not thinking about the little details and how it impacts,
right? The story says that under the school's new administration, that staff member was no longer allowed to provide those supplies.
Again, it's a boss trying to, like, trying to change rules, change things up, not really understanding the scenario, the situation, the workplace. Yeah. And how many times have we heard that from a boss or dealt with it ourselves?
Now there's an investigation and they put out a statement. That sucks, man. You mean that person to write that statement? You have to tap dance and walk a tight wire?
I hate statements. Be honest. We effed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that, everybody.
But my goodness, these kids, I would be so upset. Like, I can understand the parents who are upset. Yeah, this is a trivial little thing. It's ducks, whatever. It's wildlife. It's nature. Mm-hmm. But I'd be so upset if I was a parent in my little mooch. We're talking elementary school kids. Mm-hmm. And they already know, like, starving. That's awful.
That's the takeaway the kid had. We don't know if that's what they were told. It's not like, okay, everybody,
well,
the ducks starve.
Where's the kid going to get that idea?
Well, he may have heard that they weren't allowed to feed them anymore.
Okay, right there.
And that was his takeaway.
That already shouldn't have been communicated to the kids.
We don't know they starved. They may have been relocated. Who knows?
But they should have, I think, not that we should lie to our children.
Yes.
I think we should lie to our children.
Yes, we should lie to our children. When it comes to that age and mortality of pets and animals and stuff, they cross the rainbow bridge. They went to another place.
So many people, so many parents now want to, like, I don't know, talk too mature to their kids. It's like, yeah, I get it. I know a family who hates the baby talk to her kids. And I'm like, but that's okay.
You still baby talk to your kids.
Yes.
So, like,
to my husband.
The district is saying we're gonna investigate this and pick it apart and recognize the seriousness of the concerns being raised, particularly those regarding our staff's actions or inactions.
Oh, God.
Administration is committed to addressing the matter directly and appropriately. Thank you for your patience and understanding.
This poor mama duck. Yeah, I feel horrible for her.
There's that. And it's been happening for like 10 years. So it's become a kind of a tradition that's now gone.
Cool tradition. Bring it back.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, Thursday. How you doing? It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. It is 65 degrees. Going to be 74 today. That's good.
No idea.
What?
No idea you people do this at the gas pump. It's freaking genius.
I've done it.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there's a bill. Wait for it.
State bill.
This is a bill that is being proposed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not official yet.
Right.
To make those clips on the gas pumps universal. You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about the ones when you squeeze the gas lever and then you can push that little clip up and that keeps the gas going into your gas tank so you can...
Hands-free. So if it's dead winter and it's freaking cold, you don't have to keep your hand on the pump.
Right.
Okay. If you're a germaphobe, you don't have to keep your hand on the pump.
Some places have it. Some places don't.
Right. So now this bill that they're spending time on, dedicating time to, is going to make it universal. Okay. But so I'm reading through the comments about this, and I had no idea. People were like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, if you want to make it universal, it's all good. But a water bottle works just fine.
Yeah.
Like a water bottle.
Yeah, it does.
What? And then all these people are like, yeah, I use a water bottle too. And I'm like, just don't forget to take the nozzle out of your car before you drive
off.
Right,
right, yeah.
And I'm like, wait, how many people do that? Tony, are you listening from the BJ's in Greece?
Hi, Tony.
What other things?
I've tried using my cell phone. Jam it in there.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
Why would you risk your cell phone for that?
Well, I was just goofing around.
Did it work?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, no, I would never try my... Someone said chapstick tube. Tube of chapstick.
How
are we doing that? Like,
you wedge it in there.
Wedge it in there somehow?
I don't know if it would do a full... I don't know if it would do, like, you know, as fast as you want it to.
You people are genius. Hey, I would have never even thought. Like, I monkey around with the clip a little bit to see if it holds, and if it can't, then I just suck it up, and I just hold it.
What if you take off one of your Crocs and jam it in there?
What else do you guys use? 818-2899.
Yeah, have you got one? That's funny.
The gas cap itself, some people said.
Oh, mine's attached.
Yeah, mine's attached too. Yeah. Mine's attached too. I don't. And then what do you do after you wedge it so it pumps? Do you go back in the car if it's cold?
I would never leave the pump running.
Well, then what's the
like
big deal? Like, this is
I know.
What's it's the big trivial. Deal then?
That's trivial.
Besides the fact that it does mess with me holding on to that gas pump, mm-hmm. knowing that
germs.
Yeah,
ah.
I used to have a spare pair of gloves.
I know, so right? I would during be, COVID, right?
Actually, it was before COVID.
Oh,
too.
Before COVID.
Yeah. I started this a long time. I lost those gloves; they must have fell out. But I would have in the dead summer.
Uh-huh.
I would put on my white winter gloves to hold on to the pump.
Wait, both of them?
Just one.
I was going to say.
Just one.
You'd think there'd be a benefit to the gas stations because obviously it's going to over. You're going to pump more gas if you leave the thing running,
that's
right?
That's what I always thought it was for, right, for the gas station. Like, what, why would they even, why is this even a bill? Why is this even an issue? Why are we wasting time on it? Who cares?
Whoever came up with that idea, you know.
Is it because it's so cold?
No, I don't know.
I don't
it's
understand
all over the country.
Why.
It's not like there's places that get cold.
No, but I why are they pushing for it to be a universal mandatory thing? Is it because it's so cold here? Because
they got nothing better to do?
I know. What the hell is the big deal?
I don't know.
But anyhow.
Then there's a disadvantage to it. Let me get the other side of it. Is, you know, you turn it on, right? You lock it and you get in your car. And all of a sudden, something happens and the pump jumps out. Now you're spraying gasoline all over the place.
There's an automatic stop.
It does automatically stop, but if it falls out, it's not going to automatically. It might automatically stop.
It stops.
It might. It might not. So then
if your shoe's still wedged in there, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see
what I'm saying?
I can put my shoe in there today. Tony, I'm coming to BJ's today.
Hi, Tony.
I'm going to monkey around.
BJ's.
I apologize to the person in line behind me because I'm going to be messing around. I'm going to have a whole line of supplies that I could shove in there and see what works best.
I love it.
All right. Coming up on the show, Jerk or Justified. This is where we decide the moral compass in Rochester. And if you work. Okay. Hold on.
You asked me this yesterday. It's like if you work with one of your friend's kids.
Yeah.
Is the subject of it.
Yeah.
And it's to narc or not, basically.
To rat him out.
Yeah, yeah.
98.9 The Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz.
Shout out to the Ladder Road Wegmans crew, John, Dave, Anthony. You guys are the ones who inspired today's Jerk or Justified.
Hi, guys.
So my dad said that John, Dave, and Anthony, who I have met, very nice guys.
Uh-huh.
They go to Wegmans often and have, like, I don't know what they have, coffee.
These are the retired guys that they're going to meet in the cafe at Wegmans, yes. And hang out.
Yes.
I love it.
And my dad often joins in.
I love it.
And dad was like, hey, you know, Sandra, they said that you saved them $20 a month. And I go, what? What are you talking about, Dad? And they go, yeah, don't you want to know how?
How did you save them money?
I know. I'm trying to think. I'm like, did I give some financial advice? Like, how am I saving these guys? They don't pay for radio anymore. They love your show, so they listen all the time. And they said, hey, thanks.
Oh, they canceled their SiriusXM subscription.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
And I go, oh, okay.
Good.
Tell Scott, the guys say, thank you for saving them money every month because they listen to your show and they love it.
We'll give you everything you need to know without paying for it. Radio is free.
There
it always
go.
Should be.
I was like, God, that's so cool. He's like, yeah, okay.
All right, guys.
So they listen all the time, huh? Yeah. Okay, great. So then the next day I go home, pick up, you know, just visit dad, whatever. And he mm-hmm. goes, so were you singing the national anthem on the air, Sandra?
Oh, no.
I go, what are you talking about, Dad?
I get where you're going here, right?
The guys at Wegmans told me they heard. I go, oh, no.
They're narking on you.
This is not good.
You're narking.
This is not good.
Which brings us to a Jerk or Justified.
Yeah, because oftentimes I tell my dad not to listen to the show so I don't have to mentally, like, edit myself when
right.
I'm telling stories about him.
Right.
But
right.
now knowing that the guys are listening, I don't want you to tell Dad anything
don't
that happens
anything.
On this show.
Guys, come on. Keep it in the click. Keep it in the click. You're part of the Buzz fam now. Don't narc on Sandy.
So, Jerk or Justified, if you worked with, let's say if you worked with, because this will happen more often. If you worked with your friend's kid,
mm-hmm.
Jerk or Justified to rat the kid out to your friend.
818-2899. Call us up. And you can vote now, and we'll get the results in just a few. 818-2899 from 98.9 above.
Jerk or justified.
John, Dave, Anthony.
Hey.
The Letta Road Wegmans crew. This trial is for you. Okay, so here it is. Now, this has been inspired by the guys.
Yes.
Because they know my dad, and they'll tell my dad what I say on the air. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, please don't do that anymore.
All the time, which is awesome.
There's a reason why I tell dad not to listen to the show.
Right.
But I thought, you know how many people probably deal with this at a different level, kind of like at the workplace. So the question is today that we're deciding the moral compass. If you worked with your friend's kid, jerk or justified to rat the kid out to your friend.
Okay. All right, we're taking your calls. 818-2899. Hey, good morning. The Buzz. Jerk or justified.
Hi. So actually, I was in this situation.
Really?
I was actually the daughter.
Uh-oh.
That was narked on.
Uh-oh.
So, not in this particular scenario, but it happened to me. So my mom, her friend actually worked with me at one point, and the friend narked on me to my mom.
Yeah, but what did the friend say? Like, what did you do wrong?
So, I was a property manager, and something kind of happened at work. So she just, like, ratted me out and was like, hey, something happened, and she told me, but I don't know. I was just in shock.
Yeah. Okay. So now you're probably going to say jerk, right?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
My reasoning is because I obviously am younger than the friend, but I don't want to ruin their friendship. And her narking to my mom made it feel like she was choosing kind of between, I didn't want my mom to have to choose between me and her.
Right. Right. Keep your thoughts to yourself, right?
Yeah, when I heard the jerk and justified, I was like, oh, no way.
This is me. Totally related to it. What's your name?
I'm sure so many people can relate to this, too.
Yeah, what's your first name?
My name is Shannon.
Shannon, I've got you're the first call through, so I've got a pair of tickets to Glitter and Groove, Finger Lakes' largest silent disco at the Del Lago Resort and Casino.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Thank you.
It's coming up next Saturday the 14th at 8 o'clock, so if you hang on, hold the line, I'll get right back to you and get your info, okay?
Perfect.
Thanks
Thank
for calling
you so
in.
Much.
See, you're rewarded for your narc thing, okay? Hello, the Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
I'm sorry, it's a jerk move unless the person is doing something that causes alarm for safety.
Sure.
For him
Yeah.
But what if there's?
I know what it's like.
Yeah.
What if there's? My husband works with me.
Okay.
Oh.
And you can't. I mean, neither of you can get away with anything.
What if?
No. Because any married woman's going to know, oh, my God, everybody loves your husband. And then we meet you. So my husband sold his business. He decided he was bored. And so he invaded my happy space.
Oh, God.
Where I have no filter.
Right.
And then staff meetings, I get the, he doesn't back me. I get nothing. We're co-workers.
Oh, my God. This is great.
So I would not, unless there was some major concerns for their safety.
Right. Okay.
Jerk
no. Stay. Jerk. Keep it. Yeah. Keep it home. I agree. I think it's a jerk move. Yeah. You don't narc on.
What if it's money, though? What if they're stealing money? Their kid is stealing
That's
money.
That's a whole different
That's
thing.
That's not a safety issue.
No, but I would go to the kid and say, listen.
Okay. All right. So still.
Conversation. Because you know how it feels. I know how it feels. It's not very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you so much. Good job.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Too.
It's a lesson in how to trigger your listeners this morning. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Is that me?
That would be
you.
Hey.
Oh, great. I got to agree with the last caller. as a lifelong educator, if a kid's doing something that's going to cause them harm along the way, you know, whether you get arrested for stealing money or you're doing drugs or having sex with somebody that you shouldn't be having sex with.
Right.
All along the way, you gotta tell the parents, hey, I got a concern about Junior here.
Right.
The other side of it is, if you're working with a kid and he does something that's probably a growing up pain, you know, tried this, tried that, well, you gotta keep that work relationship
intact
and say, look, I get where you're going, but look at, you might want to think of it this way. And again, I'm just thinking of it from a standpoint of working with kids all the time. So,
right, right.
It's got its merits, but you'd probably want to hold off if you could handle it yourself.
So it's a jerk move to narc on the kid to the friend, to your friend. Yeah, got it. I love this.
Okay.
Mark, this is Mark, right?
Correct, sir.
The patron saint of the Rochester St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, yeah, okay. Man.
We couldn't do it without you, brother.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Well, thanks for being there.
Okay, bye.
On Thursdays, we always have the Buzz Fam in the studio. And Mary showed up early. She's a punctual woman.
Yes.
Mary, you get to join in on this conversation now.
Mary,
because
pull
you
the mic
up
over.
Early.
Talk right into it. Just pull right
at you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So, what do you think? Jerk or justified to rat out the kid you work with at your friend's kid?
It's really tough. Probably jerk.
Jerk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Mary.
Yeah, it's a deal.
You closed the case.
There it is.
Jerk.
Yes, yes. You're a jerk.
Yes.
Keep it to yourself.
Yes.
Don't be a nincompoop.
Yes.
That's hard, though.
Yes.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
What if they're a lousy worker? Hey, tell your kid, put a little bit more effort. Nothing?
Risking losing a friendship.
Yeah, tell the kid.
You know?
Yeah. Listen, or like, hey, I know your dad. Shape up.
Sure.
Okay, go directly to the kid.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyone else dealing with that scenario, there you go. Okay, so yes, Mary is in the studio with us. She's from the Buzz Fam, from the Rochester Women's Golf Network.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to do shots, Mary.
Yeah, so early
in the morning.
Yeah, we've been up since 3.
Yeah.
We're ready to do shots.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yep, we're going to play. Now, normally we do keep it PG in the 8 o'clock hour with our Buzz Fam,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to do the squeeze test instead with you.
Okay, just don't ask.
Look at the look she's giving us.
Let's just say
I'm up for things.
Let me just say it's bananas.
Bananas.
It's bananas.
It really is.
And we'll decide good or bad parenting, too, before the end of the show.
Hey, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy here. It's coming up on 8 o'clock, and I didn't have time to pull it up in time, but I was going to play.
I like it better when you do it.
Do you?
Yeah. We don't need the official music bed of Dancing with the Arc.
Okay.
We got Scott Spazano.
All right, well, I've got Dancing with the Arc's Kristen from Arkham Monroe on the line. Are you ready for tonight?
Oh, we are so ready. So excited. It's going to be awesome.
So Dancing with the Arc is exactly what if you haven't heard of it before, mm-hmm. the team celebrities with people from the Arc, and they practice and they get together at an innovative field. And that's everything starts tonight, right?
You got it. Yep. Doors open at 5, and we're going to have a dance party first at 5 o'clock to 6 with the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the show actually starts at 6 p.m., and we have 5 duos dancing. Like you said, Scott, they've been practicing for weeks and weeks, and they're ready to go. Their costumes are incredible, and they're going to perform right at Innovative Field. There's no game tonight, so we have the entire complex just for us,
and it's
going to be amazing.
Okay, so $25 to get in, $10 goes to food and drinks. You take her off the top of that, right? That's awesome.
Yep.
And then you can also, if you can't make it, you can always go to your website and vote for the different couples, right?
Yeah, there's a voter's choice award, and the stakes are really high with that because everyone's kind of vying for that number one spot.
Yeah.
So for $5, you can cast your vote for your favorite duo. All the money goes right to the Arc Foundation of Monroe, our Aging with Grace, Aging in Place campaign. We're building a home for people to age gracefully in place. So as they get older, they don't need to leave their home. So that's
wonderful.
All the dollars go for it. So you might as well jump on and vote.
Absolutely. Hey, Sandy and I were talking yesterday about how we were there at some of the dance rehearsals.
Yes.
You were there too. Were we in the way? Yes.
Oh, we were totally in the way.
We were totally in the way.
Chris is ever going to say, you guys were in the way, but we were in the way. Let's stop rehearsing.
I love showing you the moves.
Stop rehearsing. Show us the dance moves. They're going to be like, get out of here.
These guys want to eat lunch. Hurry up.
Well, this is a great family event, too. So you can have dinner together.
Yeah.
You can watch the show. You can support these, the people of the Arkham Monroe.
Bring the family.
And it would be so wild to have a big crowd for them because they've been working so hard for this. So Innovative Field.
Gates open at 5, right?
Yep. Okay. And kids 5 and under are free. So bring out the whole family. Yeah,
excellent.
Enjoy.
All right. Sounds good. ArkMonroe.org/dancing. Do it now, and we'll see you tonight.
Perfect.
See you tonight.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up? 99 of us, Pizzano and Sandy. It is Thursday, and you know what that means? Okay, this is what it means. Thursday's live. Turn it up. You feel vibe, baby. Thursday's live. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's sip it up and raise them high. The Buzz Flames here. Reach the sky. Shot, 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 shot. doing shots. We like to do shots on Thursdays.
Cheers. Yeah. Mary from the Rochester Women's Golf Network. Cheers to you.
That was a big shot. Sorry.
I don't have to swing it, do I?
No, you don't have. You can sip.
You know what I love about this shot?
What?
It's not only that we cheers and honor you for being part of the Buzz Fam.
Thank you.
But I have wicked coffee breath by this time.
No.
So when people come in and I feel so embarrassed, I'm like, oh my God, they're probably like, wow, Sandy has stank breath. But then I take some of this and I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Now you have alcohol breath.
Yeah, right. So coffee and alcohol.
Which now we both do, so it's okay.
It's fine.
5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right. And that's what we do. For Thursday mornings, 8 o'clock, we bring people in. Anybody wants to come on the show, please come on. And Mary, thank you so much for coming. Rochester Women's Golf Network.
Yes.
We're here to get the word out all hour, okay?
Okay, so now normally, in a few minutes here, we normally play Keep It PG. But we're doing a little switcheroony today.
Right.
Oh, shit. We're going to do the squeeze test instead.
Yeah.
Which you're going to probably kick our butt because you're a golfer.
Yeah, she's got the grip.
I would think you have really firm grip.
Yeah.
I'm not as young as I used to be.
You're going to love this. It's bananas. You are, really, seriously. We'll be right back at 98.9 The Buzz. With that, stay there.
Waking up your brain cells, which is really saying something. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
It's 98.9 The Buzz, and Spisano and Sandy here on this Thursday morning. It's live in the studio, and we've got guests in every single week. We have guests in.
Yep. Thursday is the live studio audience. Mary from the Rochester Women's Golf Network is here. You're going to be hanging out with us. Before the end of the show, we got to get to a good or bad parenting, which I think this will be good for you, Mary. I think you're going to have a strong take on this. But before that, we got to do the squeeze test. Okay, so it came about because this guy, he's a world-renowned cardiologist, scientist, author. I mean, he's like, everybody talks about him and says he's so great. The cool thing is that he graduated from the U of R. Eric Topol.
Yeah. Home-baked.
Yeah, I thought that was so wild. Yeah. But anyhow, he did this massive study on super seniors, people in their 80s who are living a good life in their 80s. Mm-hmm. And he goes, what is it about these super seniors that we can start adding into our lifestyle so then we can age gracefully?
Uh-huh. And longer.
And longer. And he said one of the biggest things is resistance training and your grip strength determines. And do you already know this?
No.
Oh, okay. Your grip strength determines is one of the simplest yet most predictive measures of biological age. Mm-hmm. So how old your body truly is, not just your calendar age. Mm-hmm. Fatality risk, cardiovascular health, cognitive function, and morality or mortality risk.
Morality.
Or your morals. So now to test your grip strength, there is a device you could use.
Mm-hmm.
The dynamometer. I don't know. It's called something.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have that.
No.
And I'm too cheap to buy it. Oh. So they said an alternative is the banana test.
I got bananas. That's why I said it's bananas.
Oh, they look ripe.
Yeah.
So
they're not overripe,
all
though.
No.
Test our grip strength.
So my 5-year-old daughter, Allison, donated these to the radio show today. She was about to eat one of them. No.
She's
like, why are you taking my bananas?
For this stupid thing.
I'm doing a stupid bit on the radio show.
No, but this is so important, yet stupid. So if at home, you can play along at home if you have a banana. You got to hold it up, okay, vertical, and then you squeeze it as hard as possible.
Here
now,
you go. So you
a squished or exploded banana equals strong grip. Okay,
really?
So get on your,
All right, which hand?
Get on your side.
Dominant hand?
Well, yeah, aren't you left-handed?
Why are you over here?
Yeah, I'm
Oh, wait a minute. You have a fractured rib. You can't even.
Two
fractured ribs. Sorry.
Right.
Didn't mean to cheat you of a rib.
I'll use my right hand. This is actually my right hand I shake with, and people say I have a good grip. Very firm grip.
Okay. So, and you're supposed to do it with both hands to test both hands. So,
I'm not giving up that many bananas.
Squished or exploded banana wins.
Okay.
The squeeze test. Are you ready?
Are we doing all at once or one at a time?
No, all at once.
Okay.
For 5 seconds. You got to do it for 5 seconds. I forgot to say that.
Ready?
Ready?
Go.
1, 2, 3.
Go.
Oh, wait. Did yours pop?
Yeah. Mine popped.
4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, look. You want some mush banana?
Oh, my God. Wait a minute, Mary. She kicked our butt.
She popped it, man.
Wait, did you pop yours?
Yeah.
No, oh, you went up to the side. Mine. Oh, honey, you gotta work on that.
Listen, you gotta practice squishing bananas more.
I guess so.
Oh,
but
look, this is perfect for my grandkids.
Yeah.
So do the squeeze test. Wow, Mary, I'm very impressed with you right now.
Yeah.
I don't hold my golf grip this.
Your biological age, you're younger than all of us.
Oh, this is my fire,
Scott, I'm impressed. Wait, can I even do it with my other hand?
Mine just landed on the desk.
So there you go.
It's doing the...
Oh, okay, now my pop.
There you go.
There you go. You had to put the thumb into it.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. Try that at home. Your grip test.
Did you give us a
so
paper
important.
Towel?
Yeah, this one right
there.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
For a second. I'm just going to pop this open and eat it. And you know you're supposed to eat a banana from the bottom, right? Like monkeys?
No. Did you see this? Wait. No,
no you are. Yeah,
no,
you are.
The right way to do it, it's this etiquette, dude. And he said the right way to eat a banana is you get a knife, fork and knife, you put it on a plate. You cut the bottom and the top. You peel it. And then you cut it with a fork and knife, and that's how you
eat
it.
Wait, you score it and then open the...
No, thanks. It's way too much time. There's no way. Especially with crying babies. Are you kidding me?
One moment, please. Let me get my pinky finger out and make this happen.
Very good. Okay, speaking of crying babies, we're going to do good or bad parenting. Mm-hmm. What mom allowed her four-year-old to do? Her four-year-old was threatening something, and her mom welcomed it. And we will judge good or bad parenting.
Okay, it's coming up in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy...
Coming in from the west side. Parents.
Oh.
You got a lot going on.
I did.
A lot going on.
I got you right.
You got one job.
98.9 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Traffic guy's a little anxious this morning.
Yes, he is. Okay, so Mary's in the studio from the Rochester Women's Golf Network. Thank you for being part of the Buzz
fam. Oh, thank you for inviting me. This has been fun.
Come in anytime.
Now, how many grandkids do we have, Mary?
Oh, I have six.
Six grandkids.
Yep.
Okay.
I have two here in Rochester and four in... Orchard Park.
Oh, okay.
So you are going to have definitely a strong take on this. Good or bad parenting, this is what we're judging. Mm-hmm. Now, this mom allowed her four-year-old to do something, follow through with a threat.
Right.
And the internet is divided as if this was good or not. So now this I saw on, you know, the Sherry Show. It's like a daytime talk show.
Yeah.
So that's why you'll hear laughing in the background, but that's only because she was playing it on her show. But this is what happened. So,
I want to sleep in your room. No.
You're leaving to a different house because I won't let you sleep in our room?
Yeah.
See ya. I will gladly help you open the door. Bye.
And then turns off the porch light.
That's what I thought. Come on in.
She's traumatized.
Not only did she close the door, but she turned off the light. So he's standing there, 4 years old, on the front porch.
They're not going to do that again.
Yeah, I know. Ellie did that to me. Remember a couple weeks ago? My daughter, Ellie, did that to me.
Oh, yes. But for...
I didn't open the door for her, but she's, I'm leaving. I'm like, I said, okay, bye. And I didn't think she would, but then the doorbell rang. And I'm like, yes. She's like, hi, Dad. I'm coming back now.
He didn't even know she left.
I didn't know she left.
Oh,
she didn't,
Scott.
That's such a dad move, isn't it?
I was unloading the dishwasher or something.
Okay, so let's decide good or bad parenting for that mom to actually just allow her four-year-old son to walk through the door.
I wouldn't do that.
No?
No.
No. Bad
you
parenting.
You laughed along.
I did because something... similar to that happened to me when I first got married.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he locked me out.
Oh, no. No wonder. A little triggered there.
Yeah. No, I think you can approach it a lot differently.
Yeah.
You know, and they're young.
Yeah.
Put them in bed with you. You know, they want to sleep with you.
I think it's good parenting.
You do?
Yeah, because it's... You know they're not going to run away and join the circus.
That's traumatic.
They're
going to
go outside for a second, then they're going to realize, that was a bad move, okay.
Yeah, but that's too... No, that's not the way to teach that lesson. That's traumatic.
I did that when I was a kid.
No, I
was mad about something, and I'm leaving. I'm moving home.
Most kids do have that...
Yeah.
Experience,
yeah.
Behavior and everything.
Yeah.
But I would be afraid that child would think that no matter what the circumstances are, my mom...
yes. would let me go.
Oh, yes. That's a good point.
You know? That is number one parenting yeah. rule. Yeah. You have to make your child so feel like they're loved no matter what. I would approach
it differently. Kind of like all the negatives turn into positives yeah. in life, yeah. mm-hmm. In general.
Mm-hmm. And, we do, like you said, Mary, we all have stories of us trying to or threatening to run away when mm-hmm. we were little. Mm-hmm. And I remember this like it was yesterday. I don't know why I was upset, but I hid in my closet, deep in my closet, and I was, quote unquote, I ran away.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my mother walking around the house. Now, she must have known, looking back, reflecting. Mm-hmm. She knew I was just hiding somewhere in the house.
Right.
But I remember her over-dramatizing her. Oh, my gosh, Sandra, where are you? I miss you. I'm lost without you. Where's my honey? Oh, uh-huh. I love you.
Right.
And when she found me, she gave me the biggest hug ever. And I still, that yeah, was such a powerful things. Moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I still remember that today, how much she loved and cared, and I felt special in that moment. So then whenever my kids threatened, I reflected back to that. And I tried to do the same thing. Oh my gosh, I'd be lost without you.
Mm-hmm.
So what this mom did, that crushed me when I saw
really?
That video. Yeah.
I don't know how you guys feel. Me. Call us up, 818-2899. So the little boy's like, I'm out. And she's like, okay, here's the door.
I don't like it.
Don't let it hit.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
like it.
Don't
I
let
mean,
it
if
hit
it was 13... Uh-huh. That's a different stage of life. Now you're that's just a rebellious teenager.
No, that's when you lock them in the room.
Yeah,
so they can't
well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
They
yeah.
might. Yeah, they might really go.
But
join
you know
the
what
circus.
I mean? A 4-year-old doesn't understand.
Yeah,
they're just
they want their way.
But I think it's kind of like a reverse psychology of going to go sit in the corner. And B's basically saying, I'm going to go sit in the corner. I'm like, go right ahead.
Turn
see
off
how you like it.
Turning off the porch light, too. Yeah, though, the little awesome. Yeah. She's probably scared of the dark.
That's awesome. Wait.
I want to sleep in your room. No.
You're leaving to a different house because I won't let you sleep in our room?
Yeah.
See ya.
I know, but it sounds... It is funny.
I know.
It's funny, but
I will
mean.
Gladly help you open
the door. Open the door. There he goes. Bye.
Bye. That's what I thought. Come on in.
Hey, that's what I thought. I'll show you.
That's what I thought.
I wonder if she was peeking in the window, though, just to see.
It was only a second, right? Yeah. It was only a second.
Yeah, it was
second.
The minute the porch light yeah. went off, yeah. he started pounding on that
door.
You
should
try
to keep your kids safe.
Oh, I don't like it.
I think it's a great learning lesson, and it's like, remember that time you ran away? Yeah, I love you. Well, I love you, too. I mean, that's when you come back in, you embrace them, and
yeah, but
give them
you know
their
what?
Hugs.
It's three votes decides it all. You're outnumbered. So Mary and I say bad parenting.
Oh.
Play the sounder.
But then again, if it was in the where I grew up in an Italian family, I think my father would have just
my father
would shoo at me and say, get in your room.
Changing the lock on that door. Yeah. Okay.
The parent is bad. 99.
Don't you love that? I love that.
Do.
Okay.
Good morning, Buzz.
Hi, I have to tell you a story about running away.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I got to tell you, my daughter, who's 35 now, but when she was 4, my mother lived down the road about 2 miles, and she was mad because I wouldn't let her sleep with us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, same scenario. Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I told her to pack her clothes, make sure she had clean underwear. And before she went out the door, her suitcase opened, and all she had in there was clean underwear.
Well, she listened to you.
That's
she
a
didn't
great story.
Have any clothes in there.
That's so
that's funny.
Oh, kids are so cute and literal. Huh?
So did she actually leave and walk down the street to mom's house or grandma's
two
house?
Miles.
No, she opened the door and then she shut it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maiden death.
Yeah.
Great story. Thank you. That's a good one. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Thanks for joining us. Our Thursday morning here. We're hanging out in the studio. Live studio audience. Mary. Hi. Hello.
Live studio audience of one.
Yes.
Mary from the Rochester Women's Golf Network. If you ever want to come in the studio, just let me know. Sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. We'll get you on the list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody wanted to join me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. What is up with that? How many friends were you going to bring?
Well, there's 5 of us.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. All four of them.
Including me.
4 people bailed on you.
Yeah. Well,
Oh,
one
nice.
Of them works. The rest of them probably are playing golf. I think they're at Sycamore today.
Did they bail on you this morning or last night?
No, I asked them, I don't know, when I initially got...
Oh, okay.
Whenever yeah. you guys talk.
So they bailed on
and
you
they just,
right
like,
away.
Me, oh, no.
I don't get on the radio.
Mary, yeah. you do it.
Okay, call them out by name now.
Oh, so we have Colleen O'Mara. We have Luana.
Oh, even last names.
Andrews.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We have Catherine Douglas.
Uh-huh.
Ann Lovett.
Uh-huh.
Does that make... And then me.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All you ladies.
All my friends. My team.
Are yeah. they in the network?
Absolutely.
Kick them out.
Co-founders.
Done.
No, I can't do without
it. Why did you start Rochester Women's Golf Network? What, you know, how does this... what is this? Tell us about
it. It's not a long story or short story. Yeah. You know, we just felt after so many years of... being with a national organization, mm-hmm. that it was time for us to move on.
And make it
and,
local.
Know, well, you know what? We were going to just, you know, separate and just do our own thing. Mm-hmm. And then I got a hold of Rochester RDGA,
mm-hmm.
and we could form a club with, you know, only 10 members. Mm-hmm. So I called my attorney and, you know, became a nonprofit because some of us play competition with RDGA tournaments mm-hmm. around the area. And then the New York State Golf Association has tournaments as well.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? It all kind of, it's been 6 months.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And you have how many members?
Right now we have 91.
That's
nice.
Crazy.
Yeah, so Mary, all skill levels.
You make yeah. things happen.
Well, you know what? There was a void, I think. We found a niche.
What's the mission?
The mission is to be just inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring in all skill levels, guide people. You know, we have high handicappers, low handicappers, people that really are fearful of starting.
Mm. And this is specifically for women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
women tend to, feel a little bit insecure on the
yeah.
golf
yeah.
course.
Still,
right.
really no. Yes. And as a matter of fact, there's a couple of beginners that never been on a golf course. I invited them to play with me.
Uh-huh.
And they had a grand
now
old time.
Now they're hooked.
I mean, they didn't even know what club to use. Yeah. But you yeah. know what? It's all about socializing. It's all about networking. It's all mm-hmm. about friendship. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you can do any, you know, you could be, we have events, we have clinics, we have education. And our team is, we have specialties, you know, amongst ourselves.
Everybody's got
so
their own.
So you send us
thing.
One email
yeah.
and one of us knows what our jobs are mm-hmm. and we respond and we're all in the loop.
So, you know, it's interesting because my daughter, who's 20, she went on a business trip and it was a golf tournament.
Okay.
It was for a charity fundraising thing for a golf tournament. And she said, and she noticed as she came back home, she goes, I got to learn how to play golf because all the men went and played in the tournament.
Uh-huh.
All the women stayed back and we got things organized. And I was yeah. like, oh my, she goes, still in this day and age. It was like
brought a little bit of the echo.
It was such a divide. Yeah. She's like, I want to be on the golf course with those guys.
Women right. are definite disadvantaged. Still.
Yeah,
yeah.
Even though the game has grown, especially with COVID, mm-hmm. women really just gravitated to that.
Yeah.
And I think most of the success of the growth it had to do with COVID. But you know, some people just fall off the or they change memberships, or you know, some people don't want a private club, some people don't want to associate themselves with a national.
So if you're interested in this, if you're a female and you want support, you need support, reach out to Mary, the Rochester Women's Golf Network. And you can find it on social.
Yeah. Our website is Rochester, New York, Women's Golf Network. .com.
Gotcha. Perfect. All right.
Yay, Mary.
Gotcha. Thanks, Mary.
Thanks
appreciate
for coming
it.
In.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime.
So much fun.
We'll get those girls in.
Yeah, squeezing bananas.
Did you see the
highlight of my morning?
Exactly. Did you see? By the way, I just thought of something. Did you see the robot that hit the hole in one the other day?
Yes.
I'm like,
they're taking over.
I know. That's crazy.
I'm gonna bring him on the golf course.
I know, right? You need a caddy. Bring the robot. Anyway, it is now coming up by 9 o'clock at 98.9 The Buzz, Spazano and Sandy.
Yeah. If there's anything you missed from the show, you can go to the Spazano and Sandy podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search out Spazano and Sandy or the Breakfast Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come on the air with us for a good Jerk or Justified, I know we're getting a lot of voice messages, which is awesome. But leave
you
your phone
leave
number.
Leave your phone number, please.
Yeah, leave your
not
phone
number. Not psychic.
Well, you would think that maybe we know what your phone number is, like digital, today's digital world.
We don't have that kind of back thing where we know.
Mark, who left us a great Jerk or Justified for tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now, reach out to us, 818-2899, because we want to get you on the air.
Yeah, we
want to
use your voice message.
It's Spazano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.